From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Michelle Nielsen-Ott of Sculpture Walk Peoria and Sharon Graham of the Peoria Riverfront Market. They're here to tell us about their respective events opening tomorrow morning along the Peoria Riverfront. Michelle and Sharon, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit first about the alignment of these two events. Sharon, can you speak to a little bit about how that came together?
Absolutely. Well, Jen and I were both a part of the Peoria Riverfront Association, and the market used to open from June through September. And a few years ago, we started opening in May. So we got to talking, and we felt that it would be an excellent idea to open both events on the same day. People could come down for the sculpture walk, and they could visit the market on the same day. And it would just bring a lot of energy to downtown and the riverfront.
And remind me, what are the hours on the riverfront market?
The market is open 8 till noon. Mm-hmm. We open May 19th, and we're open every Saturday through the end of September.
And that's a real opportunity there for synergy, because your event goes until noon and then the opening events of Sculpture Walk start at 10. So you can literally just go up the hill a little bit, and the two events are practically next to each
other. Yes, they're right across the street from each other. The Sculpture Walk opening is going to be on the Sun Plaza of the Peoria Riverfront Museum, which is literally right across the street from the market.
So Sharon, you mentioned that Sculpture Walk is happening on the Sun Plaza. Michelle, tell us a little bit about the new partnerships that brought you to Sun Plaza this year.
Yes, Sculpture Walk Peoria is very excited to have some new partnerships this year. Most notably, the Peoria Riverfront Museum will be having our opening day event on the Sun Plaza, which is kind of that back patio deck area on the back of the museum. We'll also be having several other partners. We are with the Peoria Playhouse. They will have a presence on the Plaza, as well as the Peoria Art Guild. And so there'll be lots of different opportunities to be able to, you know, see the art on the street, but also to have some art educational opportunities on the plaza as well.
One of the things that I'm always intrigued by is the installation process of these sculptures, the number of people who are involved, the amount and type of equipment that it takes to get these installed in their locations, and just the amount of coordination that goes into putting all of that together. Can you talk a little bit about what it takes to get these pieces installed for tomorrow?
Yeah, so it actually starts kind of many months before the event. We start with a jury selection where we select our pieces. So we have a committee that selects the pieces that will go on the street. And then from there, we kind of make contracts with the artists and then find out what tools they need. We often, some of the larger pieces need a boom truck. Hmm. We've had a really great partnership with the city of Peoria. They've been very helpful with our de-install situation, and we look forward to that partnership with our install for 2018 as well.
Now, most of these sculptures are being installed along Washington Street. Can you talk a little bit about why that street or why that neighborhood is an important venue for having all of these works? What, you know, what's significant about Washington Street or the Warehouse District in general?
Well, our big goal for Sculpture Walk Peoria is to have art on the streets, right? So to have that public art available. And we really like the availability of starting at the Riverfront Museum. We have a sculpture right there in front of the museum. And then we're able to go down the street. There's several permanent sculptures already in the area. So the sculptures that we have that will rotate out through Sculpture Walk Peoria just kind of adds to that already pretty nice collection of sculpture in the downtown area. So the sculpture walk will go from like the Riverfront Museum down Washington Street. It'll go past the portal, kind of turn around past that and come back. So it's a really great area to see so many pieces that are already installed.
It's a very exciting time for the riverfront and for downtown. We've just had that big platform come down. Sharon, how complicated has that made your life these last
Well, it has presented some challenges, but the city and their contractors have been working very hard to get the space ready for the opening of the market this Saturday. And I was just down there this morning. It is a beautiful area. They are still working on demolition of the platform area and that parking structure and the buildings on it. But the parking lot next to it, where we will have our main section of vendors, the drive behind River Station, and then they've also added a new section of parking for us to use on the other side of the River Station building. So we have room to grow from there, and I think it'll be a really nice space.
And for people who've never been to the Riverfront Market, can you give them a kind of a snapshot of the types of vendors that are there?
Yes, we are a local producers-only market, so that means that everything has to come from within the state of Illinois and has to be made or produced by the person that's selling it. So all of the produce has to be grown by local farmers, and then we also have art vendors that come, art and craft vendors, and everything must be made by the person that's selling it. So it's really a neat, handcrafted, you know, homegrown, homemade market. We have lots of fresh produce that changes throughout the season. We start in the spring with some of the greens and, you know, a short time with strawberries and onions and that type of thing. And then we move to sweet corn and melons and additional produce as the summer goes along. And then we have our art vendors that bring blown glass and hand-carved items and that type of thing. And then we also have baked goods, lots of goodies, and some ready-to-eat foods as well. We have pretzels and tamales and things like that. Blue Duck is open for brunch. Martini's is open, selling Bloody Marys and mimosas, which adds a little fun aspect to the market. And we have live music. So it just makes for a really fun morning to come down.
I'm always intrigued by the decision to not make the Riverfront Market strictly a farmer's market. The decision to incorporate live music and to have artists displaying their work. Can you talk a little bit about the synergy between those elements, and do they accomplish more when you have them together as opposed to having a farmer's market one week and then an art exhibit the next week?
I think the two mesh really well together because we do have customers that come down specifically for fruits and vegetables, and they come and they go. But there are other people that come down for the fruits and vegetables, but also like to browse and shop. And, you know, it's a great place to get gifts for people. And then it's also a really nice community event. There's always somebody that you know, and you can visit with people that you know, and you can visit with the farmers. And they're always very willing to share what they know about how they grow their items and what you can do with those items if you don't know how to cook something or what recipes to use. And the farmers are a great resource for that as well.
I love that you've created this incredibly festive atmosphere both for the Riverfront Market and for the Sculpture Rock opening day. And I even understand that there's going to be live musical performances happening on the Sun Plaza as well as at the Riverfront Market.
So at the opening day event on the plaza, we will have our ribbon cutting ceremony at 10 o'clock. And then following that, we will have live music on the plaza as well. We'll have Sarah and the Underground as well as the Projects. So we're very excited to have both those local groups with us for our opening day event.
And this is the only opportunity that the artists will be here in our community to talk with the public, correct?
Yes. So we will have the artists on the walk. So when you have a chance to get down there, there'll be a docent-led tour, which is kind of an expert to lead you on the tour. And they will be able to talk to the artists actually in front of their sculpture and ask them about their process or what they were, you know, thinking, or any sort of question that might pop up that you always wonder when you're seeing something, I wonder why they did that. You can actually ask those questions because the artist will be on hand.
We should also note that the works are for sale in case someone is interested. So bring your checkbook downtown.
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
The artists will be there tomorrow, but how long will the pieces be on display? How long does Sculpture Walk run?
We will be running Sculpture Walk May through October this year. And you can actually, if you can't make it this Saturday, every Saturday starting at the Peoria Riverfront Market, there will be those expert docent-led tours. And so those are free for the whole family. You can sign up or just show up for those on a Saturday morning. And it's a great time and learn a lot about the local arts and not just the art that we have coming in for Sculpture Walk, but all those other pieces that I mentioned earlier that are part of the permanent collection of art in that downtown area.
And Sharon, same question to you. Obviously, the Riverfront Market is having its opening tomorrow, but you're there throughout the summer every week or most weeks?
We're open rain or shine every Saturday through the end of September. So we go May 19th through September 28th. And I do encourage everybody to come out multiple times throughout the season, because what you'll see on opening day is very different than what you would see around the 4th of July. And then also we then get our fall produce and pumpkins and mums and things like that in the fall. So it's constantly changing. We have different entertainment every week. We have different activities for the kids every week. So it's just kind of a, you know, come down and check out what's there that Saturday.
We've been talking about Sculpture Walk Peoria with Michelle Nielsen-Ott and about the Peoria Riverfront Market with Sharon Graham. Sculpture Walk Peoria opens tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Sun Plaza at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. The Peoria Riverfront Market is open from 8 to noon. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
And coming up this week, the Central Illinois Memorial Kidney Fund presents the Morton Civic Chorus in its 47th annual concert, Encore 2018. The performances start Tuesday evening, May 22nd, and they run through Sunday, May 27th in Bradley University's Hartman Center Theater at 7:30 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Denise Adams directs. For tickets and information, call 677-4966.
And Trinity Lutheran Church winds up this season of the Trinity Concert Series. The next concert features the Alliance Brass tonight at 7 o'clock. The church is located at 135 Northeast Randolph Avenue in Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.